Well, you may be forgiven for thinking that we're about to talk about master spy James Bond now, but you couldn't be more wrong, because this is the music that begins Crystal Swing's new video, Livin' La Vida Loca. But I have to tell you, folks, this is Crystal Swing as you've never, ever seen them before. The video is something of a mini-drama or movie. Derek and Dervla, dressed in 007 dress suits, tell the story of a honeypot sting, where a man is duped for his money by a seductress, a.k.a. their real-life mum, Mary Murray Burke. And it features all the necessary ingredients, including the culmination of the plot in a hotel bedroom, if you don't mind. The tale is told with the help of a variety of extras, including dancing girls with a multicultural flavour, mandatory heavy guy bouncers, and a pair of large, heavy-drinking, scantily clad, yes, transvestites. Even more bizarrely, the story ends as the victim of the sting is carried in with his head on a plate. Like I said, Crystal Swing, as you've never, ever seen them before. And they're here!
It's Breaking Bad.
Mary, Dervla and Derek.
We're all here.
You're all here. It's great to see you again. That is some video. Whose idea was it to have the transvestites in it?
Man's.
Really, have you been watching that programme, Lady Boys About Bangkok, that's on Sky? Happy Mother's Day, albeit a day late. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, albeit a day late. But anyway, go on, yeah.
Well, I suppose we are kind of known for our videos now at this stage, Derek, and that's what we do, and that's what people enjoy, and that's what we enjoy doing, and we just really love the anticipation of waiting to see what the feedback is like. So we had such success, particularly with Happy Days there, and then there was Hard Times at Christmas time.
And you got some criticism as well on this programme, remember?
Owen Murphy
from the Daily Mail, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
But you defended yourself well.
Yeah,
I think you both left feeling you had made your point.
Exactly. Well, I suppose, you know, when somebody just pounces something on you, you are always a little bit defensive, but you're Owen is quite entitled to his opinion, and I respect that, you know. But I suppose it goes with the territory. If you're out there in the public eye, you know, you're going to get a little bit on both sides. But overall, fantastic positivity for us.
Mm. So the transvestites again. The reason is you just wanted to cause a bit of a stir, a bit of controversy, was it?
Well, you know, the you have to actually see the video to appreciate the whole thing. It's actually very family friendly. It's very funny, you know. It's harmless.
Why wouldn't it be? Yeah. Remember Sesame Street?
Yes.
Remember they said, a postman is a person in your neighbourhood. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
Transvestite is a person in your neighbourhood.
Exactly.
You could do that song.
Now you've given us an idea for the next one. But have you actually seen the video yourself,
I've
Derek?
Seen bits of it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm not one of those presenters who said, I read your book last night. Well, you know they haven't read it. They've read the brief.
Yeah.
So I've only seen bits of the video. Yeah. But I didn't see the beginning, so the James Bond.
But exactly, like, you know, all these people are in our neighbourhood, so we said let's have them all in our video, you know. And admittedly, a day or two before we brought the video out, I was having a small little bit of a heart attack, and I was saying, oh gosh, I hope it will be taken in the manner which we want to present it, and that's pure fun, you know.
It is fun, of course. That's the way it was taken.
And the two guys that are actually playing the transvestite in it are actually two brothers, and they are just hilarious characters, and they were up for anything. And big height of them, I know they're listening in there. Donica and Alton Savage, and they're great guys. In fact, Donica was actually my man in Happy Days, so he performed there with me before. But I also, there's a fantastic man in it, Norman Morrissey, who I was tempting in the video and who I ended up in the bedroom with. But he's a very good friend of ours, and I suppose when we were planning this video, we had to be very careful. We had to pick the characters to suit the parts, and that's what we did. And I think all their images just fitted so well. And, you know, we've had a tremendous feedback from the public from it. Like,
you always are. We love having you on. Brenda's staring at your hair.
I know, Mary, what a transformation, because you've got quite a lot off it, but you've totally changed the style of it, that it actually changes your face and everything. Now it frames your face lovely, and we might take a little picture.
Well, do you know what it reminded me of when you walked in? I didn't say it because you know the way some people could be insulted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cameron Diaz?
No.
Okay.
Go on.
No, go on.
Touch of the Maxi?
Yeah.
From the Maxi Dick and Twink days, I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it. No, Maxi always looks fantastic.
That's right.
But if I was to mention a hairstyle from a time that is not today, I thought you might be annoyed, but it was.
No,
it,
I'm not annoyed like that, at all, because I actually thought that myself, Derek. And in fact, a lot of people say I look like Joanna Lumbee now.
Yes, you do. Joanna Lumbee, yeah.
So that seems to be the most popular one out there. But it's a total transformation. I feel like a new woman. I'm just rejuvenated, whatever the word is. And I actually celebrated my 25th anniversary a few weeks ago, so my husband, I felt he needed a new woman, and I gave him a new woman.
Is that all you gave him? Did you give him anything else? Did you give him a dinner? No. Did you give him a tiramisu? Did you give him dessert?
The works.
Emma's had the same hair since as long as we know, and we were all, myself and Dublin were always on to her, ma'am, it'd be great if you changed the hair. And she used to be always saying, oh look, next week was going for years. And she did at one stage, alright, slightly changed it, but it didn't last. She went back again, but this time I think she's very happy with it now.
Well, you know, you actually look like a kind of a rock and roll star now. Yeah, can I just say, and I mean this in the nicest possible way,
okay,
you don't look like a mammy anymore.
Thank you, Derek.
Do you know what I mean by that? Right, I mean, you look like somebody who could be part of. What's that?
Excuse me.
You're playing the song, are you? The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Yeah. What was the hit from Joanna Lumbee when she was in the Avengers? Purdy.
But Mary, it is a big decision to change your hair. Like, Dirt, if you look, you've beautiful, long, golden locks. To get them cut and that, it's about your personality, isn't it? Wasn't it? Was it a huge decision, Mary?
It was a huge decision. It was actually the video that inspired me to change, because on the video, I wore a wig, and a lot of people came up to me that day and they said, Mary, I love your hair straight, you know? So I says, okay, that's it. The curls are going. And I did. I changed them instantly after that. I've had curls since I was about 14 years old, Derek. So as you can imagine, it was a huge change and took a big courage step. The first day I stayed in my house about 3 days after getting it done first, and my neighbour called and I literally ran out of the room. And then when I started meeting people, very gradually people say, oh Mary, it makes you much younger looking.
You don't look like a mammy anymore. I meant that sincerely. I mean, you look like somebody who's in a group.
That's great.
She used to be more intimidating or something with the curls.
We're not as afraid of her when she
was a scary woman with the curly hair.
But Derek, do you not see that as a little bit of competition now?
I have to say, I'm delighted she got the hair done, because I've been pushing her and pushing her and pushing her with years to kind of get straight, you know, blonde hair, kind of like myself. But obviously she won't be going as long, but I think it's fab. And, you know, she looks a lot younger and she's way more confident, and we can kind of chat more like girlfriends now than mother and daughter.
Well, no, I think Derek is going to have to dye his hair blonde as well. You're going to have, come on, Derek.
I used to have the blonde tips when I was younger, but
would you go blonde?
Oh God, I wouldn't.
Why not?
No. I don't know. I don't think it would suit me. Well, no, that would be one transformation. No.
But he has a blonde in his life now, Derek.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Oh, mammy, you tell everything.
Yeah, I love it. I'm still mammy.
Who is it? Who is it, Derek? Come on, tell us. Because the last time we were on, Derek told us about her boyfriend. And then we saw him. Did we see him on the Rose of Tralee?
Yeah, yes. He made his debut appearance. So, that's Tim. But Derek has a new woman now.
Another blonde.
Go on, Derek.
Well, I'm going with a girl now. She only lives 15 minutes away from our place at home. And we're very early days yet. We're going out nearly 3 months. But no, we're getting on great.
Has she any frontage?
What?
Any land?
Well, she's a farmer's daughter, all right. That's how I met her. Her dad had a vintage. I've vintage tractors, and she her dad had a vintage like day on his farm. So I went down with the two of my tractors and met her below there, and that's how it all started.
So you surveyed the land first.
Yeah. What kind of tractor? Does she have her own tractor?
No, she doesn't have her own tractor. She's her own horses, all right. But no, it's her dad has the tractors.
Well, did she bring you for a ride on the horse? Did you bring her for a ride on your tractor?
I went for a ride on the horse, all right, that day, all right. But no, I didn't get her up on the tractor yet.
Derek.
And she can cook. She's a chef. So
she can
make
tiramisu. What's her name?
Yeah, she can make a tiramisu, Derek, and you can see that.
There you go. What's her name, Derek?
Claire was her name. Claire.
Can you imagine that poor girl?
I swear. Have you sang that song for you?
God,
because see, he's from Cork as well. Isn't Gilbert O'Sullivan from Cork as well, isn't he? Isn't that where he's from? Didn't he live in Cork? Am I right? Gilbert? No, was it Waterford or Wexford?
Waterford.
But did he live in Cork? He probably didn't know. Doesn't matter. It's near enough to Cork. So anyway, I mean, do you know the song? Do you know the lyrics?
Oh God, they played it yesterday for me.
Did you? Are you serious? Did you?
My dad just turned it on yesterday.
Could you find Claire the moment I met you? One of my favourite songs of all time.
No, but come on, Mary. Can you imagine the poor girl having to walk into the sitting room and the two ye blonde bombshells sitting there going, are you good enough now for our Derek? How does it work? Like, it must have been intimidating for her.
Well, you know, I met Claire after a gig one night. She came to a local gig below in the Middleton Park Hotel, actually, where we filmed our last video. And she was maybe a little bit shy the first night I met her, but she came up to the house and, oh my gosh, we get on like a house on fire. She's a lovely girl, you know, and I mean, this boy has travelled the length and the breadth of the country searching for a woman, and she was on his doorstep afterwards. So
I think the way, yeah. Well, he's when never you least expect it, Derek.
Exactly.
And you were just up having a look at tractors
that's in blowing. Very simply.
So, I mean, you see, that's when it happens. That's the best thing to happen. And because you're from similar backgrounds in the sense that from the same part of the world, it'll be easier. You don't have to make much of an effort. You
know? Always, yeah, it's easier, all right, definitely, yeah.
And have you dated many people?
Me? No, not really. No, she's been really the first girl now that I...
First real love, you know, yeah.
And have you? Can I just ask, because we were discussing something last week on the radio, have you been out for dinner yet? Have you taken her out for a date?
Oh God, we've been on plenty of dates now at this stage.
Did you ask her out first? You saw her on the farm. What happened? She was in the field. She was riding her horse. Yeah. Her hair was blowing in the wind. She was going through the field.
And she is going to kill me.
Black Beauty music playing in the background. You thought, I'm having a bit of that.
She's going, well, you know, we were. I was down the vintage. I was just like, I saw her and I was like, yeah,
I'm
no, she's a good looking. I know she's going to kill me.
No,
but I thought she was a good looking girl.
And you said?
And but then my little cousins were there and they were up in her pony and then they were like, Derek, do you want to come for a spin on the pony? And I was like, sure, look, this is my perfect opportunity. So I went for a spin on the pony.
And you got chatting.
I got chatting.
And then you asked her out for a date, presumably. Did you?
Well,
say
we were chatting then on Facebook and that, and it was about 2 or 3 months later then that we finally met up then. And
because you're a fast mover, aren't you?
Oh yeah, yes, yeah.
Two or 3 months?
Yeah.
What took you two or 3 months?
I don't know, it just kind of, we were chatting for about, like, because they wanted me to put, my dad was after doing like a video of the day, or a video on the day, and they were wondering, you know, when was it going up on YouTube, so... I was talking to her about that, and then it just kind of happened, yeah, and we just gradually then it.
And then you said, would you like to go out for dinner somewhere?
Yeah.
So
did
you take her out for dinner? Where did you take her?
Where did you go the first time?
Yeah,
the cinema was the first
time.
I'm always saying, if you're taking somebody out on the first date, go to the cinema.
Yeah.
And Brenda says, you don't do that. And other people say you don't. And I say, well, you have something to talk about. It's like a Chinese
movie. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Say, what do you think? The movie was good, it was bad, but you're chatting, you see? And then you just drop them. So you took it. What did you go and see?
What was the first one? It was Las Vegas, I think, was the first one we went to see.
Las Vegas?
Yeah. Las Vegas, weren't it?
Last Vegas. It's Michael...
That's right.
And
it's
Robert De Niro.
That's right,
and
that was the first one we went to see.
How old is she, Derek?
20.
Why did you bring her to see that? did she enjoy it?
Yeah, no, she was great.
This is about people who were in the kind of twilight of their years.
Yeah.
And one of them is getting married and they're having
the
stag in Las Vegas.
Yeah, the stag, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so did you go for a meal then afterwards?
Yeah, we went for a meal then after that, and it just all.
Who paid for the meal?
I did. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think a fella should do it
on the first date.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been discussing this on the radio. We're doing a big item on it this week. Yeah. But that women not paying or girls not paying, expecting the guy to pay on the first date.
I think it's just a natural thing anyway that a fella should pay on the first date. Yeah, just the thing
is,
I think
a fella should pay on the first date. Fair enough, then after a while, if you're going out, you know, you take it in turns. But I think it's just common courtesy for a fella to pay for the first date. And if a fella made me pay on the first date, I wouldn't be meeting up with him again.
That's what the girls were saying up in 2FM last weekend. They said they would get the measure of him on the first date.
Yeah.
And that they would never give him a first date on a Saturday. Now, did you, when you went your first date, what's your fella's name again now?
Tim,
did you go with your first date? Was it on a Saturday?
It wasn't on a Saturday. No, yeah. We went to see a movie now as well.
I'd say a lot of first dates aren't on a Saturday.
Yeah, no,
they
apparently girls do this deliberately, Derek. Yeah, they give a 3-night rule. You see, because they'll meet him maybe on a Thursday, maybe on a Wednesday, and then when they really like him, they'll meet him on the Saturday because they know they don't have to get up the next morning.
Yeah.
So they don't necessarily have to go home.
Yeah.
You see. So it's this is what they were telling me upstairs.
You're a fountain of knowledge.
Yeah.
What they were telling me upstairs in 2FM the other day, that it's a 3-night rule, and then I added the rest in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
And that's a normal way. Yeah, I think it was Tuesday night. I think it was
Tuesday night.
Yeah. I think it's very.
Well, have you had a Saturday night date yet?
Oh, yeah. At this stage, no.
Derek, you brought her in, right, Claire, and she seems lovely, and I'm delighted for you. And it means you're off the market for all the ladies. But say your mammy wasn't too hot on her. She just felt there was something, she was a bit, I'm not sure.
Like,
you know, would that influence you and how you feel?
Well, I'd say Dublin's laughing now straight away because she knows they're going to say it wouldn't be my mum would be the most critical. It'd be Dublin.
I'm not critical now, just in case.
Myself and Dublin are very. Myself and Dublin are just
tight.
So
you're
close, like
yes.
Yeah, really, really close. And I know if she brought home a fella that I didn't like, she'd know that I was going to say it to her, and I would probably influence her, and she would influence me.
Would you really take that on board if Dervla didn't like the girl? Would you say, listen, it's not going to work out?
Because before he went out with some girl and there was some issue with her teeth or something. I don't know what it was, and Dervla came home and she just brought
it.
Was it the issue with her teeth or his neck?
And that was the end of the girl.
I just want to say that I think Claire is actually lovely. When Derek did bring her, I will say, you know, I'm very overprotective as a sister. I know it should be the brother that's overprotective. Yeah. But we're just so close, and I suppose I would express my opinion on a matter.
It's funny, I think of you two as twins.
Yeah, everybody does. But we're more like twins anyway, and our friends would all be the same age and everything.
We don't have to say words. No. We just look at each other and we kind of might nod our head. We'll know what each other's looking at or thinking.
Yeah, you could say something on air there now in the minute, Derek, and myself and Dublin.
We'll
just
look
at each other.
And we'll know what we're
both
thinking.
We'll know what we're both thinking because you might have said something. Just some way that we would get a good laugh or something off that, you know.
I hope you don't be laughing at me when I'm when I'm in the room.
Yeah. No, we wouldn't laugh at you, Brenda.
They never ever fight.
No, we wouldn't laugh at you,
Derek. They never ever fight. Never. They have the most amazing relationship. They are just true friends. So God help any fella or girl who would say anything to either one of them.
Now, in the music business, usually what happens when you have young people, you know, like these two are much younger than the rest of us, right? Even though we look very well, Mary.
Exactly, Derek. Yes.
You know, especially in the pop business, if you're a guy, they don't want you to know, the fans know you have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
If you're gay, you can say you're gay.
Yeah.
Whatever. You just need to be single and, what's the term? Not approachable, achievable,
available.
New began with an A. You've got to be available.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last time you were on the programme, Derla, that was, you're gone. You're scratched off the list.
Because
Tim was mentioned. Mary, we know that you're a happily married, so you're scratched off the list. So there was some hope left for the fans. And now your man is scratched off the list, thanks to Claire, God knows where. Right? So is that going to affect your fan base, do you think? Or is that just nonsense?
Not really. I wouldn't think so, Derek. Like, I suppose, it's nearly, maybe it could be more when somebody is taken, they'd want child the more. You wouldn't know that. You know what I mean? There's another way of looking at it.
I'm just wondering, would you have a very strong fan base, and I'm sure particularly Derek, you do have a lot of female fans. I hope, would any of them kind of take a turn against Claire, do you think? Would they be a bit, you know?
No.
You know what I mean? They'd be looking at her going, not so sure. You know,
I know exactly where you are coming from. I think it particularly happens if there are two well-known people together, maybe get together. You know what I mean? Perhaps in Derek's case, Claire is, you know, she wouldn't be known to the public, and Tim wouldn't be well known to the public. So, in a sense, the public maybe just don't grasp onto that as much. But if you started going out with somebody within the music industry, I think it can affect your fan base a bit, because there is that thing about being available. And in fact, we do know some people who are very well known, you know, singers, and they are going out with people who are well known also in the music, and they're keeping their relationship a secret.
On the QT.
Yeah. Because both of them are out there, if you know what I'm saying. Mm. I think it's not so bad if the person is not in the business, you know, the partner. I would be shocked.
Nathan Carter. Is Nathan Carter one of them?
No, I cannot name anybody.
Of course you can name them. No one's listening.
Confidentiality is a big thing in the music business. See,
tell me, has Tim met Claire?
Yeah, they actually only met last week for the first time.
Oh, and did they get on?
Yeah, they said hello to each other and everything. So I presume, like myself and Derek, are always together anyway. So we'll have to double date now a lot, you know, because, you know, they can become good friends too.
It'd be terrible if they liked each other too much.
Oh, yeah.
No,
she's a blonde too, so this could ruin my relationship.
Oh God!
And they're both farmers.
Yes.
Stop the bus and get off quick. Yeah.
Now that would be a story if that happened, you know. So.
We can start the rumor here. No, hang on, because we want to hear your new single and we want to play that Gilbert O'Sullivan track, Claire.
Oh, Claire.
But we can't do it now because we've got to do Nooked with Pádraig McGuigean. Now, Mary, do you like tiramisu?
Not particularly.
Do you like banana boat or banana
float.
Split or banana float?
Well, down our way, it's a boat. It's Thank banana you. Boat.
Banana boat, yeah.
So I'm sorry, Brenda.
You don't like banana boat either?
I do, but I'm allergic to bananas.
You're allergic
I love
to bananas.
Bananas. Yeah, I break out in mouth ulcers, sore throat, and a rash, and I get very, very cranky. So bananas are just
And tell
not
me,
for
do you
me.
Have any other fruit allergies? Because normally, if somebody's allergic to a fruit, they might have an allergic reaction to others.
Tomatoes and bananas.
Tomatoes and bananas.
Yeah, I cannot have them.
And what, even if they're cooked?
Even if they're cooked, and I love both, but you have to be very, very careful, you know. No, I can't eat.
Because when you cook them, it kills off some of the proteins that are causing the reaction.
No, I can't eat them in any sense of the word.
So what happens to you if you have a banana?
If I have a banana, I get mouth ulcers, I get sore throat, and I break out in a rash. And for years, I didn't know what was wrong with me because I was gorging bananas. And then I realised, I went to the doctor and he said, you might be allergic to bananas. And I was allergic to tomatoes as well. And once I stopped eating them, the mouth ulcers left, but it was obviously very, very sick, and it just made me very moody and cranky, which I'm not, of course, as the lads would tell you.
Do you ever have that little kind of tick, you know, where the muscle on your eye is flickering a little bit? Do you ever have that?
Yeah, often had it.
And I heard that has to do with the lack of potassium. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but anytime I develop that little thing, and it's only there for a while, I'll have a banana.
And does it go away?
And it stops, yeah. And I, as I understand it, that how they discovered that thing for getting, Brenda, you use it all the time for getting rid of the wrinkles. No, for getting rid of the wrinkles.
Botox,
yeah. How they discovered Botox was that people who had problems with the muscles around their eyes were being given Botox, you see, if they had loose muscles. And then they noticed after a while, oh, those lines are gone. This thing must be useful for something else. And that's what I heard. That it was then taken on by the cosmetic industry, the beauty industry, and used to other purposes. But you're allergic to bananas and tomatoes. Now we know.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So if there are people listening and you're getting mouth ulcers.
Oh, yeah, it definitely.
It could be your banana. Don't stick a banana in your mouth, I suppose, is the message from today.
Yeah, and tomatoes were dreadful altogether. So once I gave them up again, I felt 100% then, you know. So.
All right, we're going to listen to your record, Livin' La Vida Loca. Who'd like to introduce it?
Whoever.
Well, being the mammy, ladies and gentlemen, mammy. I'd like to introduce our newest hit, Livin' La Vida Loca. Please watch the video.
Bye.
Tom has been on to say that Mary is a lovely dancer and very pleasing on the eye indeed, he says with a smiley, happy face.
Thank so you, there Tom. You are.
I wonder, has Tom seen your new hairstyle? How long have you been sporting it?
I've only been sporting it about 3 weeks now.
3 weeks?
Three weeks, yeah.
All right, we're going to get the picture of you today. Tiramisu is fantastic if made correctly, says Helen, who's listening in Wicklow. It's difficult to find a restaurant that makes it correctly, she says,
Helen.
Apart from La Via Veneto. In Enniscorthy, of all places, if you don't mind. She said, I was lucky enough to have a lovely Mother's Day meal there yesterday. And their tiramisu is better than any I've had out ever. Ever, 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 says Helen. So there you are. La Via Veneto is in Enniscorthy. And apparently they make the world's best tiramisu. Hi to Mary, Dervla and Derek, the nicest people in the business, says Louise Marcy with a kiss. Yuck, tiramisu is not really a dessert. More like a gooey cappuccino, says Rosemary, who's listening in. We had Crystal Swing, says Attracta O'Connor. Playing for our mum's 90th birthday in Ballinasloe, County Sligo. They were absolutely... Finish it, go on. Begins with W.
Wonderful. Wicked.
Wonderful, yeah. Wicked, yeah. A beautiful family, continued success
Thank you all.
Says Attractor, who's listening. And have you got any gigs coming up soon?
Just a big thank you for those lovely, lovely words, Attractor. And just a fantastic family there. We played for the mum's 90th birthday there, going back a few
months ago.
Tell
me, were you booked to play for the 90th
yes,
birthday?
Yes, we were.
Were you a surprise?
We were a surprise, yeah. One of the most loveliest families. And
did you
yes,
jump out of a cake?
I got the beautiful flowers, Attractor, at Christmas. Thank you so much. They were gorgeous. And to our special friend, Louise Morrissey, down there as well. In fact, we were in concert with Louise and friends last night. We do a lot of concerts with Louise and we have a great relationship with all the Morrissey family down there in Tipperary. And of course, Norman, her brother, one of the famous Morrissey families as well, is my man on Livin' La Vida Loca. But what was the question you just asked me?
Where are you gigging?
Where are you gigging?
Oh, yeah.
But are you going to be busy for the summer, for example?
We're very,
have you
very,
coming up around the corner?
All over the place. If anybody wants to check out our website, all our dates are up there on our website, crystalswing.com. But I would like to mention one in particular. We have a great relationship going on with our local hotel, the Middleton Park Hotel, and they literally gave us the run of the hotel when we were filming our video. And we hold regular concerts there. So we're going to be holding a big concert there again on the 8th of May, Thursday the 8th of May. And on that lineup, we have Susan McCann and Louise Morrissey and...
the Ryan Turner Band.
The Ryan Turner
and
Band.
Willie O'Keefe,
and Willie O'Keefe, our neighbour, Willie O'Keefe. And, of course, ourselves. And a little girl, Sarah Fitzgerald, who's going to be on the show that night. But, again, it's going to be a big, big night. We've had all sell-out concerts there in the past few years.
And how many people will it hold?
It holds 400 people, yeah. So, but it's very intimate. But it's just the hotel. It's so good to work with. They're fantastic.
And do you prefer that? Would you prefer 400 or 4,000?
It doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make any odds. Yeah, it's all the same. And once the crowd is with you, that's the most important thing. And probably the likes of them. Like a theatre in that is brilliant altogether, probably even better than festival in the sense that the people that are paying in to see you, so they're coming because they like you.
No, they want to see you.
And they want to see you, and it's just a great reaction and a crowd play. You know, it's great for yourself as well when a crowd is really, really with you. And when you sing a song, you just start off, say, it could be anything, if it's
concert
Sunday, Monday, happy days, and they're just straight away, they're in with you, you know. And
were you busy on St. Patrick's Day? Were you gigging around the country then? Did anybody, have you been invited to the White House? Remember at one stage you were on with Ellen DeGeneres.
That's right.
Yes. You handed her over a bottle of whiskey, was it? From
yes,
Middleton,
that's right,
or somewhere
Jeff
like
Middleton,
that?
Middleton, yeah, Jameson.
Yeah, that's right. That was a fantastic experience.
And we thought, Crystal Swing have made it. Yeah. You're going to be stars. You're going to be the biggest thing ever. Any word from America?
Well, I mean, we're here back on the Mooney Show today, so we have made it, Derek.
I know you've made it. But you know, you make it in America.
I suppose when it all broke for us, like, we were just a simple family who really, we didn't have any connections to the, you know, the wider circle in the music business. So we hadn't a clue what to do. So I guess if we were very well established at the time, we could really, really maybe have taken up on a lot of things that came in at the time.
Now.
We are established now.
And do you have an agent?
No, I'm actually the manager of the band as well.
Oh, so you're calling the shots. So if I phone you up and I say I'd like you to, for example, now, next year, Brenda celebrates her 50th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I thought, would it be nice to get you 40th. To perform for Brenda's 50th birthday next year?
Yes.
And would I speak to you then?
You talk to me. And I think it works better, actually.
How would it work? What would I say?
You're going to have to hold that conversation for a good few years, Derek.
So I'll pick up the phone and I'll dial the number. And on the other end of the phone, I'll say, hello, can I speak to Mary Burke, please? I'd like to book Crystal Swing. I'll put her on the phone now and then the same voice comes on. Hello?
If it's Brenda's party, I will do it for
now,
her.
Now, come on,
no,
I'm asking
problem.
You, is how much do you charge?
Well,
I'm asking you.
You know, I suppose that is a confidential thing that goes on between me and who my client is, basically, like, you know. So it varies depending on where the gig is and how long we're going to be on for, what kind of sound or everything. There's a lot of it, you know. Gigs vary, you know. Some are very basic and simple, and you know, there's no, but more are, you know, there's a lot
big production.
It could be big production
depending.
Or whatever,
because you have to manage all of that. That's
yeah,
why I'm
I have
asking.
To manage all of that. So but like,
you still have to take
I
them
think
a few
people
quid.
Like the fact that they can come to me directly. They don't have to go through a manager. Sometimes I find, like, maybe if you're talking through somebody else, it mightn't always be reflected in the way you'd want
it to be.
Yeah,
but the reason I ask you now these prying questions and following on from the question about America is, if you're busy doing all that, you don't have time to be looking overseas get yourselves other gigs in America, or do you?
Well, you know, like, at this stage now, we have a lot of contacts in the music business. So if somebody does ring up for something that I'm not able to handle, I can actually ring people and ask their advice, you know. But to be honest, we're so busy in Ireland. We've actually 4 years now since the whole thing broke, and you know, all the gigs have come to us, thank God, and we've been extremely busy. And we, you know, there have been a couple of things come with, you know, things about us going abroad and that, but both Derek and Dervla, they kind of wanted to be grounded a bit, you know. They like the idea of having a bit of a social life and having a normality.
I like being home.
Yeah. So I think the idea of us, like, it could still be a possibility for us, and it's something I would like to do myself, to maybe just go to America or Australia or something like that for
I'd
6 months.
I'd like to see you on the David Letterman show or something.
We
wouldn't say no.
No, we wouldn't say no to that.
We have a lot of listeners in the States.
Yes.
The campaign could start here. Get the swingers on David. Just tell David Letterman we're bringing three swingers on. And they don't know, do they? He'll say, yeah, I'll interview them. And then you get up and you sing.
Derek, we're ready to go That's right. But no, realistically, things have been great. We've just let it happen naturally, Derek.
Well, I'm very
happy.
I'm genuinely very happy for you because I think it's great.
We're really busy in Ireland.
Who decides on who gets what? Now, because I know Brenda wants to pry about the little Chuck Nua.
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
But, I mean, you got to decide as the manager, okay, well, here's all the expenses paid and here's a few bob in the piggy bank because we're going to need that for when it rains, and it does rain in Ireland. And then here's the next few gigs organised. So now here's how much money you get. So is that
that's how
is it a three-way cut, or does the manager take a few extra?
No,
have you got an account in Switzerland is what I'm asking you, Mary.
This manager is the poorest in this business. But no, I am. No, it's all very equally. Everything we do is 100% above board together. We sit down, yeah, talk about everything. And I suppose my priority is
that's the
to
one thing about my mum should give you. She'd give everything she'd have. She would,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, I really don't want anything for myself. Once Derek and Dervil are happy, that's all I want. And just once they have enough to keep going, and that, you know, they're happy, and that is the most important thing. And I'll die happy if they're happy. That's all I want, you know.
That's really sweet. That's really nice. And and actually, you know what? I believe that.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, I'm just. We were chatting during the ad break, right? And Dervla sprung the big news on us that she's about to leave the family home.
Yeah, she's moving.
She's moving in with
Tim. To flee the nest. Yeah,
that's a big step, isn't
it? It's a huge
every
step.
Level.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know I'm very young. You know, I'll be 22 now in May, so I know I'm still very young to be. Have a house built now and everything, but I'm ready to take the next step. You know, I feel very mature for my age. And but saying that, I'm only going to be 15 minutes away from home, and I'm moving in with the best man in the world, and we've a gorgeous new house now and everything, and I can't wait. So we've started painting now last week, so I'm very, very, very excited.
We've all started painting.
Oh, you had a paint party.
Yes.
People have those instead of house parties. They have paint parties. You go in and paint a room, yeah. And tell me, did you design the house yourself? Is it on a bit of land? Have you got a nice view?
Yeah,
have you cattle? Have you sheep? Have you ducks? Have you hens? What have you got?
It's in a gorgeous place.
Where is it?
It's between Middleton and Carrigtool in Cork, mm-hmm. and it's in the countryside, you know, but yet it's very near the town of Middleton, and it's near the water, and it's built behind Tim's home house. He's a farmer, so he wants to be near home, obviously, and it's looking out over his farm, and it's fabulous.
Big windows. Picture frame window sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous
swimming
house.
Pool.
No swimming pool.
Septic tank.
Septic tank. That's the nearest you get.
Yeah,
to it.
No, I'm an extremely lucky girl, and you know I don't take it for granted.
But Dervla, what I'm wondering, when a lot of people leave home, right? They may move in with a group of friends, whether it's, you know, through college or, you know, maybe different musicians in a band or something like that. Mm. Whereas you're kind of going from one very nice, happy home into hopefully another. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but do you feel you're missing that kind of gap year?
Well, I never went to college, obviously. Mm. All my friends went off to college, but the whole Crystal Swing thing broke. Mm. And I suppose, in a way, I do feel like I maybe missed out a small bit, you know, in the going out and all that kind of stuff. But if I was given the option to do the whole college thing or build a fabulous house and have a career, I'd pick the house. And you know, I'm just so lucky. It is a huge step, and it's going to be a massive change, you know, because Mam does everything for me still, you know. She does the cooking, the cleaning, the ironing, so you know it's all going to be down to me now as well. Because
and will Tim expect you to do that? Or no, will you get will you get a home help?
I hope he gives me a hand anyway, but he will, you know. But obviously, being the woman as well, she is kind of, I suppose, more expected to do certain things. And I'm willing to do it, of course, but it's going to be a huge change. But I'm ready for a change.
But you're moving into the house and you're not getting married. What a modern girl you are.
I know.
But you know, you know, I'm being facetious there, but there'll be people listening to the radio thinking.
Yeah. No, no, I 100% agree.
The cart before the horse sort of thing there, yeah.
Yeah,
so is
no,
there any talk of getting, I don't
day.
Notice any rings on your finger.
No,
like
there's no rings yet. I'm waiting, but I'd still be waiting a while.
No, but I mean, to move in like that, did you make a kind of a commitment to each other, if you know what I mean? Not necessarily an engagement ring, but to kind of, you know, lapse into maybe straight away just living with somebody. Or did you have a discussion to say this is
and whose house
going
is it?
Somewhere?
Well, the way it happened was before I met Tim, he was building a house anyway.
Oh.
And we just got very serious, you know, and I kind of just knew when I met him that I wanted to be with him, you know. And then he kind of said, well, would you be interested in doing it together? You know, that the house wasn't there or anything then at the time, and I said, yeah, you know, let's go for it. And I haven't looked back, and that's kind of how it all planned out then. And we're, you know, I suppose we're very serious. We're together now nearly 2.5 years. I know it's not a long time as such, but still we know each other inside out now at this stage.
And his family are lovely.
His family are lovely. He has all sisters, so it's all girls. But they're really nice, and I'm just ready.
You're radiant, actually.
Yeah. I'm radiant. I can't wait.
So Tim is he managing the farm as it is already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's running the whole show, so he's a very busy man. But
and he'll be in one wing dedicated. Of the house, and you'll be in the other, of course.
Oh, of course, obviously.
You'll be driving around at night, Mary, to make sure that there's candle burning in each.
Exactly. yes.
Gable end. Anyway, we've got Claire. The moment I met you, I swear. Have we got it? So you're gonna. What's Claire's surname?
Come on, Derek.
Especially for you.
Derek is so shy about this. You know?
Oh, he doesn't need to be. We've given you the lyrics so you can sing. Okay. The moment I met you. You're supposed to be singing, not me. Come on.
Put on your headphones, guys.
Happened to me. Poor Claire. Which I couldn't see. And then
the moment I met you again. Oh, Derek, don't be shy.
I can't even hear friends. It had to be so. It couldn't be no. I'm trying. I have it. As hard as I might do, I don't know why. You get to me the way I can't describe. Words mean so little when you look up and smile. I don't care what people say. I don't know the sound.
Claire. I hope Gilbert isn't listening.
It really sounds like we can't
say. Well, no,
that's
fairness,
the end
you
of
don't,
David Letterman,
don't know
I'd
say. You see, it's well. How old are you now, Derek?
Me? Yeah. I'm 22.
Yeah, that song is easily over 30 years old. Okay, so I mean, when I was a kid, that song
yesterday
was.
Yesterday was the first time I heard that song, so it was insane.
Really, was it?
Yeah,
you'll have to learn.
We were in the
sing
kitchen
it
and. Next thing, my dad just starts playing it off his phone out of nowhere.
Gilbert
the song,
Gilbert
and it's amazing
superb.
You just said it then earlier on.
Musician, but, singer, songwriter, yeah. Well, look, it's great to see you all again, as it always is. Mm-hmm. Continued success is what we always seem to be saying to you, but you don't need us to say that. And you can find them on their website. And if you want to do that, you can go to rt.ie/mini. We'll have all the links. And you can see the video there as well of Living La Vida Loca. And the very best of luck with the new home.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks very much.
What are you supposed to do with the new home?
A housewarming.
No, is there something? Are you supposed to give her something for a new home? What do you do? No.
A piece of coal. I think you're meant to walk over the threshold with a little piece of coal. It's good luck.
Yeah, I knew.
Well, I hope I'll have a key to the door anyway, Derek.
Oh,
okay.
This is the start of it.
See it now.
We were close, myself and Dublin, but. No, she's drifting apart from me.
Oh. You've already
write a song
room
about it. It'll help you get over
it,
Derek. Mary, Derek and Derek, thank you very
much
indeed. Crystal
Swing.
Thank you.
Well done to Crystal Swing. A nice success story and happy music, says Michael, is listening to Kilkenny.